A grassroots movement to plant 1 million trees across the country is underway, as one group is making it their mission. But believe it or not, Reforest Nation is well on the way to reach that target. What started off as a project through boredom in lockdown in 2021 has grown tremendously over 3 years, and the 1 million target is in sight for this month. Garrod McAvoy is a wildlife biologist and founder of Reforest Nation.
I was quite bored with lockdown, like a lot of young people, and my father suggested I get up and do something in the area. So I set about with the goal of planting 1,000 trees, and then I went from there to 10,000. And first year, I planted about 5,000, couldn't do the full 10 just because of college commitments. So it was very difficult because, you know, we couldn't get volunteers. So it was really just myself and my friends and my father who actually planted the 5,000. The second year made it a lot easier because the restrictions started to be lifted, and so we started to get volunteers from around Ireland. The year after that then, yeah, the project just kept growing and we got more and more supporters. And yeah, so now we're on almost 1 million just 3 years after we started the project. And the way I see it is trees are really the foundation of our ecosystem here in Ireland. So if you can plant trees and restore the forest, you're really helping all the other animals out.
Despite being the land of the green, Ireland is covered by just 11% forestry, one of the lowest in Europe. But organisations like Reforest Nation and collaborations with landowners and community groups can get that number up slowly but surely.
We work with lots of different groups. It's mostly private land, but we work with tidy towns, community initiatives, nature reserves. We'll also work with local tree projects too as well. One of them was recently featured, KB Tree Ganger in Galway. They're recently featured in the Irish News. And so the more publicity we get, the more people who come to us offering to donate land. And so it just can kind of keep going from there. So each year we get a lot of different, hundreds of requests of different groups of landowners that want to rewild or reforest their land.
The group is led by volunteers and relies solely on funding supported by businesses or people who want to get involved through team building days, donation of land, trees, or volunteer work. Biodiversity and reducing their carbon footprint is at the core of the group, so all planting is done by hand and not machinery. So more volunteers means more trees planted.
The more funding we get, because we don't get grants, we get support from individuals, we get support from businesses, and a lot of businesses are trying to improve their green image and they want a low-cost way to kind of have a big impact. They get involved with us and then they want their staff to come out and plant trees. So the more funding we get, the more trees we can plant, the more people will have to plant them, which is great. Individuals that want to gift the tree as kind of a unique gift has been also extremely popular. So one of the great things is that the people who gift trees or plant trees on our website, they can actually go and come and actually plant some of the trees every year. And I suppose that's how we've been able to grow so quick and be the first tree planting initiative in Ireland to actually plant 1 million trees in such a short time. That's really how it's been done. Like, if it wasn't for volunteers, we wouldn't be able to do it. And each year we have a section up on our website where people can apply to volunteer. So I'm going to a planting day tomorrow in Wicklow. There'll be 200 people at it. So that's how we've been doing it so far.
They've planted trees in almost every county in Ireland. The good news, Leaside, is we can expect future projects here, with one in the pipeline on the banks of the Lee by the Mardyke.
You know, we've recently partnered with the Mardyke Arena. They're going to be planting, I think it must be about 20,000 trees, I'd say, over the next few years they're going to be sponsoring. So that might be a recognisable one. We work with big companies. We work with small local businesses. And yeah, so we'll be... Unfortunately, at the end of the planting season now, actually, really, they want you to get all the trees done by Paddy's Day, ideally. So we'll be finishing up this month, but sure, next year, we'll be planting out again, and I'm sure we'll have some planting days in Cork. We can have people come to and join us there.
Forest Nation will reach their 1 millionth tree this month and have a new target in sight to continue their mission in reforesting Ireland.
Like, I was watching a video myself. I remember they were interviewing me a French network a few years ago, and I remember, like, when I just started the project, and I remember in the video I was talking about how my goal was 10,000 trees, and I think I said one day I hope to plant 30,000 or something like this. So it is mad, like, looking back at it. I don't know, like, I'm trying to think, like, you know, it's funny, like, I'm thinking, is 10 million too ambitious, like, because it just seems so far away? And it's funny because, I mean, that's what I thought when I more of a chance, a million, and I was on 100,000. And when I wanted to do 100,000, I was on 10,000. It seems so far away. So I suppose 10 million has to be the next thing, even though it kind of almost seems madness. But that's probably the next goal then, yeah.
For more information as to how you can help, donate, volunteer, or get involved, visit forestnation.ie.